This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over-year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $5 million in federal funding for projects across western Wisconsin. According to a press release on Tuesday, the bipartisan government funding bill passed this week includes funding to expand access to affordable health care, connect residents with job training programs and employment opportunities, and create more affordable housing. Healthcare access and affordable housing have been especially difficult issues to address in western Wisconsin. A number of municipalities, ranging from the city of Eau Claire to St. Croix County, identified building more housing units as one of the most significant long-term needs facing their communities. Five organizations will receive direct funding through the legislation, including the University of Wisconsin-Stout to expand support for entrepreneurs, Gunderson La Crosse Medical Center to renovate a facility providing addiction services, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire for STEAM education, the Family and Children's Center of Wisconsin for a new mental health diagnostic center, and the Vernon Memorial Healthcare Foundation for a new clinic. After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, Wisconsin Eye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. Wisconsin Eye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide Wisconsin Eye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for Wisconsin Eye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, Wisconsin Eye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. The city of Eau Claire is seeking more poll workers with the spring election about 2 months away. Officials from the city clerk's office say they need around 500 to 600 poll workers for each election across the city's 20 voting sites. Residents interested in serving as a poll worker for the April 7th election can find more information on the city's election website and submit their application. If approved, candidates will also need to attend a training session. Poll workers will receive pay at $8.25 an hour for both the election and training sessions. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is sharing tips on protecting yourself from carbon monoxide poisoning after two people were hospitalized in Pleasant Valley. Everyone should have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of their home and replace the batteries twice a year. If you park your car in a garage, you should always turn the engine off inside to prevent carbon monoxide from building to an unsafe level. Residents should also avoid using generators and gasoline or propane heaters inside and have their furnace or wood-burning stove inspected every year. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is conducting a traffic study along the Highway 53 corridor between Eau Claire and Chippewa County. According to a Leader Telegram report, DOT officials say crash rates along the corridor are significantly higher than the statewide average for similar roads. They're hoping to identify the biggest safety and operational concerns on that stretch of highway and determine what alternative options are available to improve driver safety. DOT officials say these studies typically take around 3 years to complete. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is also warning residents about a persistent scam that's popping up again. Scammers are impersonating tolling agencies, sending fake emails to potential victims claiming that they have overdue toll fees. If their victim clicks on the link provided in the email, it redirects them to a website that is designed to look like a real toll payment portal. DOT officials are reminding residents that Wisconsin does not have any toll roads, and if they're unsure if a payment request is legitimate, they should contact the toll agency directly. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to Wisconsin's congressional delegation this week urging them to revise the new federal hemp law, which bans the sale of most hemp products in the United States starting in November of 2026. It was passed as part of the plan to reopen the federal government last year after the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. According to Evers, the new federal hemp law is projected to jeopardize $700 million in economic impact for the state and nearly 3,500 jobs in Wisconsin. The impacts of the new federal hemp bill will be further intensified in Wisconsin due to the fact that Wisconsin has not yet legalized medical or recreational marijuana. The growing of hemp has become a strong diversification option for Wisconsin farmers, and as of November 2025, Wisconsin had 470 federally licensed hemp producers. Meanwhile, a bill that would allow Wisconsin law enforcement agencies to conduct roadside drug tests is on Governor Tony Evers' desk for consideration. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
If signed into law, the legislation would allow law enforcement authorities to conduct a saliva test while investigating potential operating while intoxicated violations. Like the use of a preliminary breath test during OWI investigations, the result at the scene could not be used as evidence, but would allow law enforcement authorities to require a blood test be taken to confirm or deny that result. The saliva test will be able to detect substances like marijuana, methamphetamines, and certain opiates. Because the test would not be admissible evidence in court, law enforcement authorities would also be required to dispose of the samples taken during their investigation. Governor Evers has previously expressed his intent to sign the bill into law, but it will still take some time for law enforcement authorities to train and test the new tool before it can be widely used. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
13 people could face criminal charges tied to the failed recall of Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Officials say those who tried to oust Voss allegedly listed fake addresses on petition forms, and others submitted signatures from people who didn't actually sign. But the state's Election Commission ruled that there's not enough proof that organizer Matt Snorick or the recall committee violated the law. The committee is recommending charges to the Racine County District Attorney's Office, which will decide whether to take the matter any further. One of the partisan races coming up in November 2026 is a repeat of the 2022 election. In 2022, Attorney General Josh Call narrowly defeated Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. This year, Tony seeks to unseat the two-term incumbent again. The latest Marquette Law School poll finds that 10 months before the election, voters view both candidates favorably. Poll director Charles Franklin.
We love us some attorney general candidates. I exaggerate a little bit, but not hugely. Both Eric Toney and Josh Call have slightly net positive favorability ratings. Both of them have a plus +5.
Franklin says Call is the better known of the candidates, with 56% of poll respondents saying they had no opinion of him. That's compared to 75% with no opinion of Toney. The most recent Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and February 19th, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs have announced $2 million in grant funding to bolster flood resilience across the state. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
According to a press release, the funding through the Pre-Disaster Flood Resilience Grant Program is meant to help communities identify and mitigate flood vulnerabilities with strategies like reconnecting streams and floodplains or reducing erosion hazards. Two types of grant funding were made available through the program, one for assessing vulnerabilities and one to implement the mitigation methods. The goal is to naturally manage flooding before disasters like in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties last August strike. The Oneida Nation received the largest funding award at $300,000 to create a culvert inventory and study water flow and hydraulic structure. The City of Madison, Ozaukee County, and City of Stevens Point also received significant funding awards of over $200,000. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
How much will it cost to see the Packers play? Civic Media's Connie Feldman has that answer.
The price to see the Packers play has gone up for this season. The team announced the new pricing on Friday. Depending on where you sit in the bowl, you'll be paying between $4 and $22 more per ticket. Packers president and CEO Ed Policy said the ticket prices for a game at Lambeau are around the middle of the NFL's pricing range. With the new increases, face value prices for regular season tickets are between $143 and $196. Preseason tickets are cheaper, but tickets sold through a third-party ticket broker can be substantially higher. Packers fans don't seem to be priced out, though, with more than 155,000 people on the waiting list to buy Packers season tickets. Most wait decades for their chance to buy that 18 inches of pure aluminum pleasure. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The crew heads to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers wrapped up their six-game homestand with an 8-2 win over the Rays. I asked the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, if he feels he's grown as a starter despite giving up a home run.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it shows, you know, the growth that I've come from last year. You know, last year I would not have been able to do that. And so it's, you know, there's a step in the right direction with it all.
The Brewers are off to a good start. They're 5-1. They'll play the Royals in Kansas City tomorrow night. Game time, 6:45. NBA, the Bucks competed but lost to the Rockets 119-113. Doc Rivers says he got a compliment about his young roster from one of his own former players, Kevin Durant.
I loved how unselfish this group of guys were. I mean, Kevin, KD, and I had a running dialogue through the game, and even he made that comment and said, man, they're playing the right way. That's good when you see and hear an opposing player say that.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little messy this morning with some freezing rain, sleet, a little snow mixed in at times, and then eventually as things warm up, it's going to change to all rain with a high in the upper 30s today. Tonight, showers, maybe a little freezing rain, our low down to 31. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.